From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, in for Ed Gordon. It's been nearly 3 months since Hurricane Katrina destroyed much of New Orleans. The flooding left thousands without homes and many without hope. Others fared worse. This week, the Katrina-related death toll reached 1,076, according to Louisiana's Department of Health and Hospitals. Officials say they expect to find even more bodies as residents move back to the Big Easy. NPR's Cheryl Corley is in New Orleans and has been following the story. Cheryl, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
So,
you know, Farai, most...
Please, I just wanted to find out if there's more bodies being found at this point.
Yes, there are. As you mentioned, most of the victims of that 1,076 are from the New Orleans area, and the coroner is operating a temporary morgue in St. Gabriel, Louisiana, a few miles outside of the capital. You have a lot of people who are coming back into their homes now and finding things, and the coroner for New Orleans, Frank Minyard, said that so far this week they found about 7 bodies.
What happens if people go back in their homes in the lower Ninth Ward and they find their loved one up in the attic or under the house or something, and they've been laying there all this time, and so there's a lot of decomposition.
Cheryl,
the lower Ninth Ward was heavily hit. It's going to be officially open for residents to come in and take a look, so those numbers may even increase because that area was so devastated and inundated with water, it was difficult for crews to check. And now with people going in, they'll be able to go into that rubble and find what remains there.
Cheryl, what about DNA testing of the individuals whose bodies are found? Has that been successful? Has that even been done?
Well, there's been a lot of dispute over DNA testing, and it hadn't been done for a while. Most of the identification had been done in other ways, through fingerprinting, through dental testing, those sorts of things. There had been some dispute over how the labs were going to get paid and that sort of thing. Initially, this was supposed to be handled with the state police and FEMA. That controversy may have been resolved. It's going to be handled by another federal agency at this point, as I understand, and the DNA testing might start. What had been happening, though, while this controversy was going on, was that specimens were being collected from the bodies and also from relatives who were showing up at the family assistance center in an effort to make sure that at least the information was on hand. So as the testing begins, we might see some more identification of people being done, but there is this kind of huge backlog that they have to work with now.
Some people have criticized the government for calling off the search for bodies too early. Have you spoken to any local residents who have an opinion on that?
Not really. And at the Family Assistance Center, when I went by there yesterday, the numbers seemed to be dwindling. It seems that, you know, people might be getting a handle on this now. The number of bodies that are actually being found, the numbers are smaller. But as I said, when people go into the lower Ninth Ward, which will be open, so we might see those numbers increase. But as it stands right now, they found the bulk of the bodies. So there haven't been too many complaints, although there are some, but there haven't been, you know, a critical mass of complaints about the search being called off.
Well, we will certainly keep an eye on this. And thank you for reporting in with us. NPR's Cheryl Corley in New Orleans. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.